Patient's name is Kimberly Wilbanks, first name Kimberly, last name Wilbanks. Date of birth is 10/3/1963. Date of service is 5/3/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History present illness. This 58-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of sinus issues and also wants to be checked because she does believe that she has a UTI. Patient also does need to follow up and get her INR rechecked because she states that her level was abnormal last week. Patient's allergic to morphine, codeine, and Band-Aids. Current medication was discussed with patients, placed in chart, medical history, GERD, anxiety, TMJ, herniated disc, liver failure, blood clots, surgical history, partial hysterectomy, social history, did not drug, CTOH, or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 111 over 64, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, temp 98.3, O2 97. She weighs 155 pounds. Physical exam, general. She's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed. HEENT, mucous membranes are moist. Pupils, pearl. No erythema to the posterior pharynx, bilateral companion membranes intact. Neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion. Chest S1, S2. Respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen, soft non-tenderm. Bowel sounds times 4. She states that intermittently she does have mild tenderness to her suprapubic area. Extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuroano times 4, gait steady, skins warm, dry, no rash, no lesions, assessment and plan. Number 1, acute UTI. Number 2, liver failure. Subtherapeutic INR and number 3, acute sinusitis. Patient will be given a Rocephin shot here in the office. She did do a UA, which did show she is nitrite positive and does have some leukocytes. We will send her urine for culture. I did give her a prescription of Levaquin to take once a day for 7 days, and then some Peridium to help treat her bladder spasms. If she has any worsening of condition, she'll return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. Her INR level was strong. We will call her back with those results. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.